Back to Oxford in a minute, after we've heard from Aaron Yap, who's doing his PhD at the University of Western Australia, but already has published papers on RNA and DNA. Aaron.
Contrary to popular belief, molecular biology does not revolve around DNA. Sure, it plays an important role as the blueprint for life, but genes need to be copied into RNA, which is then made into proteins for living organisms to actually do anything. Using a musical analogy, DNA is like the original sheet music made by the composer. Like RNA, copies of the music are then made and transcribed into the different orchestral parts, such as wind or percussion. Musicians then interpret these copies to produce music or proteins. At each point, several levels of quality control need to occur to ensure proper production of the final product, making sure that Beethoven doesn't sound like Justin Bieber, if you will. My PhD is based on one of the quality control processes occurring in plant cells. This process, known as RNA editing, involves the modification of specific segments of these copies of the DNA by a superfamily of RNA-binding proteins, known as PPR proteins. RNA editing mostly corrects errors present in the DNA, allowing the proper protein to be made by the plant. Each PPR protein specifically corrects a different error, and without them, a lot of plants would be dead. Through this specificity, we have managed to elucidate the molecular code by which these proteins recognize their RNA targets. This was done by aligning the protein sequence with the RNA targets and trying to find a best fit. It sounds simple, but this took hours of hand curation before a program could be developed and the process automated. The mechanism mimics the simplicity and predictability of the pairing between DNA strands described by Watson and Crick 60 years ago, but at a protein-RNA interface. At the molecular level, cells work in a similar fashion, and, as such, discoveries in one organism can be applicable across different species. If a gene is defective, its RNA copy and the proteins made from this will also be defective. This is the basis of many genetic disorders found in humans. RNA-binding PPR proteins could revolutionize the way we treat disease. Owing to their versatility, they can scavenge and bind a specific RNA molecule and have the capacity to correct it if it is defective or even destroy it if it is detrimental. These can help ramp up production of proteins required for growth and development. These proteins could be a powerful tool in our future, not only for medical treatments, but also crop improvements. These are, after all, plant proteins. I was drawn to this project because of the possibility that it might lead to the ability to create a silver bullet to cure some sort of disease or improve the world in one way or another. And now it seems these possibilities may become reality.
Aaron, that was fascinating. There's only one major problem which I didn't understand. Who is Justin Bieber?
He's a very popular teen idol at the moment who produces some kind of pop music.
Right. I actually knew. I'm kidding. Yeah, because I understand he looks a bit like me. Is that right?
Yes, of course.
And what this talk came from, was it a 3-minute thesis that you did?
No, it wasn't. So it's basically a very brief look at what I'm currently doing in my PhD, and we've recently published this information, which can be found in an open access journal.
I see. But you do have these competitions, the 3-minute thesis, and even dancing your thesis on the University of Western Australia. How does that work?
I've not really participated in the dancing, but basically it's you somehow interpret your thesis with interpretive dance.
Doing RNA and DNA translation would be very interesting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Imagine dancing your thesis. Yes, PhD students have lots of fun in Perth and turn out some brilliant science too. Aaron Yap is at the ARC Centre of Excellence, Plant Energy Biology at the University of Western Australia.